blessings of peace among you, friends. Thank you for joining us today in prayer at the God Minute. I'm Father Ron, and this is Concert Friday. Let me ask you a question. Do you know what a sacramental is? It's an object or an action analogous to, but not an actual sacrament, that draws our thoughts and hearts to God. A sacramental. Holy water, candles, palms, ashes, incense, scapulars, birds, sunsets, campfires, anything and everything that can move our hearts and our minds to God. That's what a sacramental is, and it's why we have Concert Friday here at the God Minute, because music, at least for me, can be a powerful sacramental. And usually for Concert Friday, we play religious songs whose lyrics talk about God or Jesus. It makes it really easy. But today, it's going to be way different. Two songs from my favorite decade for music, the 80s, that are fun, upbeat, having nothing to do with God per se, and yet to me, like any good sacramental, reminds us of, or at least has the potential, to move our thoughts to Jesus in our lives. So friends, if you aren't in a good mood right now or feel like tapping your foot or smiling, you better wait for today's prayer. But I was thinking recently while trail running through the forest, listening to some upbeat motivational music to keep me going, I wonder if Jesus ever jammed out. You know? I mean, we never hear about Jesus letting his hair down and just being crazy and ridiculous. Why is that? I mean, he was human. He needed a release and an avenue like all of us when we're feeling giddy and fun and just want to let it all out. Life is good. But I don't know. I think the reason for it is because for so long, and even now today, we have a tendency to associate laughter and giddiness and playing the air guitar and screaming out our favorite song while driving in the car, taking a shower, as being rather, I don't know, juvenile and not adult-like. Hogwash. So today, friends, I want to offer two songs this Concert Friday, two sacramentals that I think Jesus himself would have played over and over when he tapped into his inner child and was just feeling good. The first song, I think he would have liked because it's what he preached and promised to all of us as we journey through life, that he will be with us and in us every step along the way. That no matter what comes before us or at us in life, we will never be alone because Jesus will never give us up.
Still commitments while I'm thinking.
Okay, but there's a reason why he promised that to us, that he'll never give us up, because he needs us to continue his work and ministry of building the kingdom he came and lived for and died for. You know, of spreading truth and beauty, of lifting others up and asking for forgiveness, of working towards justice and sharing our treasures. We do all of that, not for us, but for the kingdom that is made real with every word, every act of kindness, and every moment we stand for truth, the very things Jesus himself did and taught us. Because where is the kingdom of God? Jesus tells us over and over again, the kingdom of God is here and now. The kingdom of God is before you. It's not some made-believe thing up in the heavens. Heaven is not in that. It's here. It's on earth. It's every time we say yes to Jesus as his disciples and spread love. Okay, well, that's it, friends. I know some of you probably don't enjoy that, but anyway, may God's blessing wrap you, hold you, and bless you this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't forget our All Souls Mass names and picture. You can get that on our app blog on the website as well. And have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow.